This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the first part of the journey,
the extremely informative and dynamic Maria Z takes over here in about 6 minutes. But I mentioned this a little bit a couple days ago, but I wanted to briefly hit it again and expand on it. Brian Stelter, the New York Times media analyst and CNN reporter with almost no viewers, who was in charge under Jeff Zucker with censoring and deciding who got banned, that he bragged about it. I always said, look, I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I'm not saying there's no evidence of that. I'm not saying that. I just said if I was going to cast somebody that was like a pedophile that kidnapped like 8 children, it would be him. And now he's worked for the Davos Group. Now he's running for school board in New Jersey as a Republican. And there he is wanting control of your children. Yeah, I want to show the right image. You just go to Google Images, clip it, type in Brian Stelter, show me all the images. I'll show you the one I want. But he takes these photos where he just looks like a total psychotic. But he doesn't even know how he looks. So I just want to remind you that that's what these people are up to. That's who they are because they know, yeah, that's the photo I want. There's a bunch of those. I mean, holy hell. I mean, look at that, folks. That is a totally unself-aware, unaware, power-tripping creature that you would expect to be handing out red balloons, you know, there out of the storm drains to kids. So, and now that he's been thrown away to the curb, where does he go to control children? Because maybe he can transgender them. Maybe he can brainwash them. Maybe he can CRT them. Wrecking a child isn't just about raping them physically. It's about raping their soul, raping their heart, raping their mind, raping their future. And CNN and the New World Order are raping our children. So I put a comment out today because I saw a commenter on X. And the statement was, leave the system, save the children. I forget the exact comment. I'm going to pull it up. But that's really it, folks. That's what this comes down to, is that we have to get out of the system. We have to have an exodus and just withdraw our support any way we can. And look, we're all hypocrites. None of us are perfect. You can't totally get out of the system, but unless you're Amish. But however you can, now is the time. Oh, I can't find it. I put it out this morning, the story about Bill Gates and the world digital currency he's setting up. And it's on screen. There it is. Leave the system, protect the children. I mean, that's it. But we have to, like, jack into the Matrix like they do in the Matrix. They're outside the Matrix. They also jack into it to go fight, but you know you're in the Matrix. Leave the system, protect the children. All right, we're going to go to the break. Maria Z is going to take over. Again, I just want to thank our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. There are 14 supplements and products not available at InfoWarsStore.com at DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com. It's a great sponsor. If you want to support us, go there. But that's secondary. It's that it's such great products. The wound gel, the scratches, cuts, you name it, the immune gargle that's so good for your body and just next-level mouthwash you can also ingest. And the original toothpaste now available again. Super Blue bestseller toothpaste with nano silver, iodine, tea tree oil, all organic peppermint. It's concentrated. It lasts 2-3 times longer than a regular tube of toothpaste, depending on how much you put on your thing. But I mean, a tiny little dot of this works just as good. And yeah, it's very strong because it works. So it's not like a children's toothpaste. You get your kids to do it. Do it. It doesn't taste horrible, but it's like medicine. It's the real deal. Super Blue Original Nano Silver Toothpaste, InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, Great Sleep Aid, Rocket Rest, Cavachil, Primal Energy, it's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but whatever you do, take clips out of the show, share the articles, email lists, text messages, get around the censors. Don't just rely on X, InfoWars.com/show, and band.video. Boom! Maria Z comes out of the dugout as a gladiator in T-minus 60 seconds. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, and share those links, because there's a war on for your mind. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed, because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And it's an honor to be here with you all on one of the most important platforms in the world. You know, as censorship increases on every single platform, no platform is free of it. Alex has always had a commitment to free speech on this platform, to free information, and often throughout all of Alex's history, he's been ahead of the game, and so has InfoWars. And this topic today is one that is ahead of the game, in my opinion. It's one of the most important topics. It's the topic of synthetic biology and what they are doing to humanity. Dr. Anna Mahajcha, Greg Reese, recently did a report based on her most recent Substack. Team, if you can bring up. The evidence shows biological ID system has already been deployed. There is a phenomenon now occurring where people who have had these shots under UV light appearing to have glowing lights under their skin. And so when you look at the evidence of the nanotechnology that's been injected into people, some of the insane things that people have been finding under the microscope, and the evolution of what they've been finding in people's blood, in people's bodies. I've been tracking this for 2-3 years, and it's really, you know, people were looking at it initially saying this is absolutely fringe, this is nuts, and now it's becoming more and more mainstream, with even doctors starting to look at the phenomenon. Well, one doctor who's been on it from the beginning is Dr. Anna Mahajcha, who has broken this news to the world, and she joins us now. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really an honor to have you. We have a lot to discuss today. This new phenomenon, you and I have an interview coming up very soon, but we'll go into a lot more detail on this. But Greg Reese did a report recently based on this. I've seen additional evidence from someone here in Australia that's experiencing this phenomenon. Talk to us about your latest findings, Dr. Anna, if you will.
Yes, I was approached by Justin Coy, who is a PhD, who is a DOD, former DOD contractor, and he one day actually came to my office because he saw what I was finding in the blood, and he gave me a UV light, and he said he gave me a tray of filaments. And initially, I thought that these filaments were coming from geoengineering projects. But I later found out in further discussions with him that it came out of the body of C19 injected individuals. And these filaments I analyzed under the microscope, and they were fluorescent. And he also showed me how the faces are glowing, and that this phenomenon is now also visible in the uninjected, but to a much lesser degree. So I did a lot more research on this.
Well, can I ask you, Dr. Mahajcha, if you know the uninjected that are presenting with this strange phenomenon, do we know whether they'd been intimate with injected individuals, or is this potentially due to just walking past someone in the supermarket? I mean, how far does this spread?
So the original findings of this orange glow, they show up around the nose, and then it would progress to the forehead and in the injected, in some cases, involve the entire skull. So what I've seen in my clinic in uninjected individuals is just a little bit around the nose, sometimes a little bit around the chin, and very minute on the forehead. And what is important about this, because some people are dismissing this as comedones or that it is a certain bacteria that is glowing, but that's really not the case, because we had the timeline of getting the injection and then seeing this progress in his research. So I think that this is another finding that needs to be correlated with the live blood analysis.
I agree with you. Tim, if you can bring up the photo that we sent through, actually this video is very telling. This is included in Dr. Mahaja's Substack, and this is the lady from which that still photo belongs to. You can actually watch that entire video where the practitioner turns off the light, all of the lights, and then shines a UV light on this lady's face. And what you're watching right now, Dr. Mahaja, maybe you can explain that to us.
Absolutely. So after a hot shower, these filaments would exit the body out of the vaccinated individuals, out of the skin. And so Justin analyzed those, and you can see that they're actually latching on to the finger. And, for example, if you hold a hair to it, it is attracted to it. So this is something that people cannot deny, because, you know, if you don't really are awakened by the fact that the faces are glowing, which, by the way, has been shown in the scientific literature as a sign of nanoparticle contamination. And I sent you that article as well. So it's exactly how it would appear in mice. But in this case, these filaments are just additional proof that there is something going on that's highly abnormal.
Team, if you can bring up the attached photo that I sent through, nanoparticle exposure test developed by Canadian scientists with the mice on it. This is actually from 2014. It's not the first time I've seen this. I was actually alerted to this by Hope and Tavon, researchers out of Morocco, great people, and they were talking to me about the fact that this nanoparticle technology was aggregating in certain areas in these animals. And it says here, research at the University of Toronto found the skin of mice became fluorescent after they were injected with nanoparticles called quantum dots. Cutting off a small piece of skin and running it through a machine provides a more precise measurement of nanoparticle exposure. And so and you can see here that they were becoming fluorescent. They glowed when light of certain colors were shone on them. And so this is all the way, I mean, we're talking 10 years ago. Almost now, Dr. Mahaja. This isn't new technology. It's not new research. It's just that people weren't previously aware of it, especially not in humans until you started to expose it.
Absolutely. And then I also found the historical research of Dr. Hildegard Stanninger, who is a world-renowned toxicologist who did research on Morgellons, on brain chips. And she had published an article in 2008 when certain pesticides that were to eliminate the brown moth in California were sprayed. And they were using a fluorescent dye based on cyanide, thiocyanide. And it turns out that the individuals were getting these fluorescent places in their iris. And exactly that same pattern we found now with the shots as well. So there's an eye phenomenon as well that is occurring that can be traced to surveillance technology that was developed by the military. In fact, they had discussed in a 1997 document that there was a near-infrared sensor that could be sprayed on people who are rioting to follow up on them and to track them.
I've had, since posting your findings, Dr. Mahaja, I've had anecdotally someone in my Telegram saying that they are they tested their lights, their eyes under UV. They've got those dots in their eyes. They obviously never knew about this before. And this person, from memory, was not injected. Team, if you can bring up the first link that I sent you, the rise of the bio-cyborg, synthetic biology, artificial chimerism and human enhancement, there's some pretty interesting quotes that you've included here, Dr. Mahaitcha, from this document. This is the New Genetics and Society Critical Studies of Contemporary Biosciences, Routledge. I'm just going to read it for everyone. There are many different types. This is a quote included from Dr. Anna. There are many different types and levels of cyborgization. The incorporated living elements, viral, bacterial, plant, insect, reptile, rodent, avian, mammal, the technological interventions, vaccination, machine prosthesis, genetic engineering, nanobot infection. Dr. Anna, talk to us about this.
Well, so this is another piece that really confirms what we've been saying, Maria, and you and I, we've had many discussions regarding what is the end goal of this convergence of humans with synthetic biology. And so in all of these modalities, people have never consented to be infected by nanobots, but now we're finding them in everyone. And
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Magnetically attracted to your skin, for example, to your biophotonic light, but then also to your clothing, and that's how you can get contaminated, as well as literally as if they were pheromones, because if you're looking at these things from a nanoscale, it's like a gas entering through your skin. It is very tiny.
Yes, team, if you can just bring up that video again one more time while we're discussing this from the video you had before of that filament sort of drawing, it's being drawn to the human finger. And Dr. Mahaich is saying that's happening with the hair, that's happening with the finger. It likes biological material. It's drawn to it. And so, you know, even when we look at the white fibrous structure story, and Alex had Richard Hirschman on recently, Dr. Mahaich, you assessed the white clots, they're not clots, but people call them clots, white fibrous structures that Richard pulled out of an individual who died and had these big white rubbery structures inside of them. 8 months later, you were still finding self-assembling nanoparticles, nanotechnology inside of these clots.
Yes, so I collaborated with Richard Hirschman, and he actually sent me embalmed blood because he saw something happen called coffee grounds, where the blood was coming out and there were these chunks, these black particulate matter. And so he had sent that to me. It was already embalmed for 8 months, and I looked at it, and then I found that the self-assembly was continuing even after death. And what was so interesting, I recently did an interview with Richard Hirschman as well, where he confirmed that he actually observed that these clots, they continue to form outside of the body. And why does that make sense, Maria? Because in my research with Clifford Conicum, we found that these hydrogel polymers, for example, polyvinyl alcohol, which is plastics, and polyethylene, were making up this rubbery clot. Polymers, they actually need a catalyst to start the growth process. So number one, you need metals for that. This is why the metals are actually in these files that we found, like titanium and yttrium and all kinds of transition metals, as well as aluminum. They start to activate the process of polymerization. But the polymerization is also temperature dependent. So the reason why millions of people aren't falling over with these clots, even though if you draw their blood and you let the blood sit and you let it cool down, the rubbery clots develop, is because the body temperature is keeping it in solution. However, now I've been drawing even unvaccinated blood, and if you let it sit overnight and cool down, then a layer of this rubbery material actually develops. So this is a good thing. So by using things that are inhibiting the polymerization process, like the EDTA that was mentioned in the Moderna patent, that clearly inhibits the assembly of nanoparticles together with vitamin C and malic acid, which is used from apples, for example, you can inhibit this process and prevent it from happening. This is the other aspect of my research that I think is very important for people to understand, that the patents tell us how we can inhibit this. And methylene blue also works.
Well, Dr. Mahaich, I didn't send this to the team, but they could probably look it up. The company Vaxas, V-A-X-X-A-S, this is a company that announced during the COVID madness that they were going to be manufacturing hundreds of millions of doses of these needle-free patches It's like a vaccine patch out of Queensland. Now, we have a population of around 26 million people here in Australia. We wouldn't need hundreds of millions of doses being manufactured here. But the World Economic Forum actually says that the state of Queensland in Australia is a manufacturing hub for them. So it makes sense that they would be manufacturing hundreds of millions of doses out of Australia of this. Now, the company is VAXXAS. Yeah, there we go. Needle-free vaccine patches. If you actually are able to locate their website and scroll down, it shows you the technology called HDMAP. HDMAP technology, and I was looking into it, Dr. Mahaicha, they talk about how there is a hydrogel. And this HDMAP will basically, like Albert Burla says, you know, you take a pill and we know whether it encourages compliance. We know whether you've taken it. That's what this HDMAP technology is. So they plan on posting you a needle-free vaccine, and they will know in real time, one, whether you've taken it, complied with what they've asked you to do. So no more going into pharmacies. It gets sent to you. And, yes, team, that's the website. If you just scroll down, you'll actually find the HDMAP technology picture. But you can see that needle-free future, empowered to do more. And so they will know in real time that you have, whether you've taken it or not, whether you've complied. And it also, Dr. Mahaicha, they say that HDMAP allows them to know what's happening with the contents of the quote-unquote vaccine, which it's not a vaccine, inside your body in real time. Bill Gates also recently said, all this wonderful progress with vaccines, and you know, some of them are very self-assembling, and kind of waved his arms around. Maybe I'll get that video over to the team in the break because it's really telling. So, based on your research, your expertise, Dr. Mahaicha, how dangerous is this? I mean, it's a no-brainer, but from your expertise, how long you've been looking at this technology? This tells me that they are planning on doing this on a mass scale regularly. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at the technology and how it is exhibited, it's the same thing as the quantum death tattoo vaccination that was done, and in order to track whether or not people had taken the vaccines, and this was done through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And so clearly this quantum dot tattoo, which allows then to have a fluorescent light or a biosensor that then can emit this information to the cloud. Again, you know, we can use interbody area network for this. We can use other modalities like fluorescent ink that we showed you earlier in people's faces. So clearly this is all about tracking and tracing. And in the medical scientific literature, it says that polymer-based nanoparticles, they can load up to 500 different dyes into them, and that they're now brighter than even quantum dots. And these dyes that are based on cyanide actually can self-assemble into these filaments themselves. And I just want to remind people of Morgellons, which is exactly what these filaments were. They were, very sensitive to photons from humans. They were entering the body, and they were also used for biosurveillance of DNA, and it's based on quantum dot technology. So this stuff has been sprayed on humanity for 30 years, and like we've discussed previously, this is really the end game of this transhumanist fusion. It's now everywhere. They're in their final push, and now they're, for example, discussing that hydrogels are programmable. They are, like we previously said, they can act like a brain. They can store memories. They can store encrypted data. And this is all without your knowing. Like Klaus Schwab said, the transformation of the human will occur without you knowing and being aware of it.
Yes. We're going to come back. We're going to go to break now, Dr. Mahaicha. We'll come back after the break and play that clip of Gates because it's incredibly telling. And then we want to talk about some more of your findings and what humanity can do about this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here with Dr. Anna Mahaicha.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The topic of synthetic biology is actually not one that I absolutely love talking about, but it is one that needs to be talked about because the majority of the population don't understand that the visions of transhumanism are far further ahead than what they originally thought they were. People think, well, I'm never going to get microchipped and I'm never going to go and do that. And the problem is that they are trying in every which way to make sure that they fuse human with machine so that they have the wireless body area network powered up, the human beings become antennas, walking batteries. You can view a multitude of literature talking about how they're going to turn human beings into batteries. Tim, maybe you can just Google it. Human beings, batteries, antennas for the, for 5G, for example. And you'll find a multitude of tech pages, articles, peer-reviewed literature studies, talking about this. It's absolutely insane once you start digging through it. I could literally do nothing else with all of my time other than research this because it's so huge. AI healthcare is already huge. And so people need to catch up as soon as possible with the topic of synthetic biology. Dr. Mahajic is here with us. If I could really quickly veer off Dr. Mahajic from what we're talking about, but it's related. Australia had two major bits of news this week. As of yesterday, some workers, including Queensland Police, the Supreme Court ruled here that the mandates for these COVID shots were, in fact, not lawful. That is a huge, huge victory for Australia, and it's a victory that sets a precedent for future mandates. Like we're talking about with Dr. Mahajic, they fully intend, especially if the World Health Organization has its way, they fully intend on mandating future injections. But this particular case sets a precedent for them not to be able to do that again. We also, now, you would recall, I've spoken about this before, we have a senator here, Senator Ralph Babbitt, who previously tried to get an investigation into excess deaths, and the majority of Parliament voted against it. Well, he's done it now, and he now has the support of Parliament. So that's another investigation into all of the people dying in Australia from these injections. So two huge things have happened out of Australia just this week. This is literally breaking as of yesterday. So it puts a huge dent in their plans. I don't want people to watch this broadcast with Dr. Mahajic and think we're absolutely screwed. There's no way out. But it is important that we understand just how far they want to take this so that we can oppose it with all our might. Dr. Mahajic, I mentioned the clip of Bill Gates right before the break. I really want to play that and then get your commentary on it, team, if you can cue that up.
Making the mRNA is really easy and really cheap, and that's the magic of this thing. But there's no doubt in the next 5 years, we can, you know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembly.
This is nano construction. I don't even begin to understand how far ahead of where we thought our technology was.
Of course, I inserted an interview with Dr. Nixon that I did some time ago into that video because, you know, I feel as though a lot of people still haven't grasped just how far down the line we are, Dr. Mahajic. But there he is, openly admitting it.
Absolutely. And even Fauci discussed self-assembling nanotechnology because here's why. Instead of, they're using something called a virus-like particle. So that is any type of genetic sequence that they just make up. And, you know, Lisa McGee has talked about how there's an entire library of pathogenic, you know, RNA that they can just take from. And so when you are then synthesizing that and encapsulating that in a lipid nanoparticle, and that lipid nanoparticle uses different stimuli to then grow into these filaments, for example, that are behind me, then you can deliver a payload. You can fuse cells with this stuff to be able to create the brain-computer interface because it absolutely affects the brain. And so then you have control over how people are emotionally feeling and thinking. And one very important aspect of this was Dr. Sabine Hazan was a gastroenterologist to prove that the COVID shot wipe out the bifidobacteria in the gut. Why is this so important? Is because the microbiome literally is in charge of your immune system and it's in charge of your brain function. And in the article that you just showed that I have posted, it clearly says that you can actually create warfare on a population. It's a different article about synthetic biology. It relates to this, however, that you can create warfare on a population by attacking the microbiome, because literally you would then have control over the immune system and their brain. And so why is this again important is because what we've been seeing a lot with people who have symptoms, gastrointestinal problems, and with that, the chronic fatigue, et cetera, good probiotics. And in fact, endeavoring as best as we can to use, if you're going to eat meat, eat it from ranchers who are not vaccinated. It doesn't matter what shot it is. They all have this stuff in there. I've shown this in the childhood vaccine. So, you know, get yourself some country chickens and, you know, eat that. Try to be as clean as possible because the veterinary medicine is in just the same spot as we are with human vaccines. And so we need to stay away from this stuff as best as we can.
Well, Dr. Mahatra, again, this is anecdotal, but I was speaking with someone recently who's been conducting some experiments with, you know, people that have been injected microscope and also people who've been exposed to shedding. And this person said to me that even though some of the uninjected individuals had this stuff inside their blood, because they were making the effort to eat organic, to live as natural life as they possibly can, they were not experiencing the symptoms of some of the other individuals. So I think that your free will and your effort actually makes a difference here. And trying to live as much of a natural life as possible is, again, anecdotal, but it backs up what you're saying.
Absolutely. I do think that it's very helpful. However, I believe that there are some predispositions. Some people are very, very sensitive. I have some unvaccinated individuals who are, for example, around vaccinated people, and they're exhibiting clearly vaccine injury symptoms versus the vaccinated individual doesn't have any symptoms, or maybe other unvaccinated family members also don't have it. So it is unclear what exactly is the mechanism that makes some people so extremely sensitive. I would say about 30% of the unvaccinated have severe debilitating symptoms. And it appears that women, for example, who have a vaccinated partner, they're very much so affected, whether or not that is because of the intimate contact, you know, the transfer of semen is unclear. However, I have seen turbo cancers in unvaccinated people, looks just like the vaccinated, as well as blood clots, very significant, you know, both legs with pulmonary emboli on multiple conventional blood thinners, and still they were having problems. And then once we started the EDT with the methylene blue, we actually drew the blood and we showed that the clot formation stopped. So I think that different people need to try different things. I think starting with the step of looking at your own blood is definitely important. And then, you know, doing whatever you can, as you said, to live as cleanly as possible. We know that bottled water now, in bottled water, there's up to a 250,000 nanoparticles that were found in very different companies of bottled water. So it's literally, they're endeavoring to do it every which way. Now that the issue with the vaccine is coming out, I think that there's this stealth vaccine mode, either by even aerosolized spraying, by who knows whether or not the mosquitoes that they're releasing have some of this stuff in there, the pesticides, the geoengineering, all of it. And so we are in an uphill battle. We have to detoxify and we have to support the immune system as best as we can.
We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break, because the situation is not absolutely hopeless as long as we have doctors like this who are looking into this, who are researching this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The break, Dr. Anna Mahajer was talking about how even inside their own documents they talk about EDTA. She's been speaking about how this can effectively help individuals. She's seen this in her own practice. I'm no medical expert. I just know what, you know, people are telling me. But Dr. Mahajer says that this is actually helping. She sent us through a PowerPoint presentation, and I mean, time just flies. We haven't been able to go through the whole thing. But team, if you can bring up page 18 of this, which includes one of her articles, and you can see there in the patent, it actually says evaluating whether EDTA can dissolve the alnagate beads effectively, and after 20 minutes, all of the beads dissolved in EDTA solution. Dr. Anna, could you please talk us through that?
Absolutely. So that was the first patent that was looking at just dissolving the hydrogel beads. The second patent that comes right behind it is even more impressive because there's this was a Moderna patent that says how to stop the induction of the nanoparticle self-assembly. And it says, well, you need a chelating agent, and it mentions specifically EDTA in conjunction with vitamin E, vitamin C, and malic acid, which is made from apples. And it turns out that that was the antidote mentioned in this. And why is this important? Is because a polymer requires these metals that we've been finding everywhere to actually start the process of polymerization. So EDTA removes the metals, but also helps this chemical process, and it is an anticoagulant, so it helps to thin the blood. I've used it for many decades, for many years now, for reversive arteriosclerosis, and so this is important because EDTA actually cleans your arteries out from calcium by also removing all of these different metals like lead, cadmium, arsenic, yttrium, uranium, all of those things. And the other aspect of this is very important because we talk about the wetware technology, surveillance technology. Mark Steele had clearly discussed that it is not an accident that these metals are in the vaccines, but they're used for the interrogation technology via satellites to get biometric data and send it to the cloud. They need metals for that. And even the little tiny biorobots, nanorobots that I show in the blood, they have cadmium or other heavy metals in there as semiconducting material. So we're also disabling that because the self-assembly of these things happens in the body oftentimes. So when you're taking out the building blocks, if you will, then you can also help reverse this. And so I call this cutting the antenna. So I've had people, you know, with severe symptoms of fatigue, even depression, anxiety, and very quickly who improve. I've had people, you know, people read my Substack all over the world, and I've had vaccinated individuals from Europe, like, email me and said, you know, I've been taking the combination of methylene blue and EDTA, and I feel so much better. And this is in many, many people. So I think that people need to just take note that I didn't make this up. It is in their own patents. It is in the polymer technology. You can stop the process of proliferation. And also, you know, getting these toxic metals out of your body is very, very health effective. The other thing that it does, it gives electricity to regenerate the rouleau formation, meaning the clumping of the blood. So it does that as well. I use it in conjunction with things like the vitamin C, very good nutrition. And I mentioned the methylene blue as well.
Tim, if you can actually go to page 35 of Dr. Mahaich's PowerPoint, you can see here, Rice University, quantum dot tattoos hold vaccination record. You know, what we're talking about, literally it says, Rice bioengineer reveals dissolving microneedles that also embed fluorescent medical info. And so, you know, what I'm trying to say here and really highlight, Dr. Mahaich, is that all of your research and your findings correlate with a lot of what I've read from these, you know, these scientists, these researchers that talk about how are we going to have surveillance under the skin? How are we going to hold medical records inside quantum dot? This is not new technology. This has been ongoing research for the past decade. And so when Dr. Mahaich is saying if we stop this, we really thwart their plans, she's not wrong. Because if people refuse to participate in this, and if, first of all, let me just say, if humanity acknowledges that this is actually happening, if we have more researchers on this, and then we refuse, just like people are refusing the shots en masse, we refuse to go any further with synthetic biology, we can put a stop to their transhumanist nightmare. Would you agree, Dr. Mahaich?
Absolutely, because it is known that nanotechnology is not regulated. Even in medicine, there is no studies on toxicity, on safety. It is known that certain metals like aluminum on a nanoscale is 10,000 times more toxic than in a microscale. But and yet, there's really no evaluation. I've shown us the government documents that clearly show 20 years ago there was a committee that looked at nanotechnology safety, and 20 years later, they say the same thing. We don't really know what this is doing, but we're just going to keep going. Well, now this is like a you know, multi-billion dollar industry. Over 50% of healthcare is based on nanotechnology, and nobody can tell us if it's safe or not. Excuse me? So we need to really start with a moratorium, because dual use, if I look in the military literature, which is where I'm looking, there it clearly is discussing that self-assembling nanotechnology is uncontrollable. It can swarm. You cannot stop and control the proliferation, and hence it can be weaponized. And so, I mean, this is huge from a weapons perspective. It's literally a
Dr. Mahaitra's connection.
Nobody's looking at the military.
Sorry, Dr. Mahaitra, your connection was just running out a little bit there. Team, can you bring up that second article, actually, where Dr. Mahaitra has spoken about dual use of artificial intelligence-powered drug discovery, shocking AI ability to create bioweapons, inventory-proven, 40,000 lethal molecules discovered in 6 hours. This is literal mad scientist stuff, and this is AI creating these lethal molecules. It's the second link that I sent you. Here it is. This is what Dr. Mahaitra is talking about right now. I mean, this is all you have to do is read their documents to see how far they plan on taking this.
And the issue really was, Maria, this was a private company that just did a thought experiment. So they just said, okay, if we program our AI, instead of finding beneficial health molecules to find biological weapons, can we do it? And AI found them 40,000 toxic molecules that were more lethal than nerve gas in 6 hours. And they were shocked. They said, why isn't anybody talking about this? Anybody in the private sector can just change the algorithm and instead of medication, create biological weapons of mass destruction. This is a very important article. I'm so grateful that you're presenting it.
Well, absolutely. Imagine this got into the hands. Well, we think that it's not, that they haven't already weaponized AI to create weapons against people. Of course they have. I mean, look at what AI is doing right now. Twitter is just, X has exploded with information on Google Gemini, how it's just refusing to acknowledge that white people exist in the West. You know, calling people, insinuating that good people are harming children and, Gemini will spit out this. I mean, it's clear that the people who've programmed this are insane. But then on top of that, you have AI creating child porn. Okay, as disgusting as it is to say it, that AI's created child porn, encouraged that journalist who was mucking around with it to, you know, leave his wife and be in a relationship with the AI. And now you have this weapon, this absolute weapon, sitting here identifying for the private sector. How do we create biological weapons? I mean, this is insane, Dr. Mahaitra. From the research that you've done on synthetic biology, on AI's role in this, the Internet of Everything, from the research that I've done, I foresee a literal Skynet situation very, very soon around the corner, and we need to put a stop to this. Like you said, a moratorium on at least these nanoparticles and get this, get this madness stopped. We're out of time today, Dr. Mahaitra. We're so grateful for you. Please let people know again where they can find you, where to subscribe to your Substack, and I very, very much do encourage people to do so.
It's Anna Mihaitra, MD, PhD, that's Substack.com, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and that's Mahaitra, M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. Anna Mahaitra, MD, PhD.substack.com. And, of course, you can always find me on zmedia.com. We've also got our channel on band.video, the Z Media channel. Please share this everywhere. This is so, so important. We have to put a stop to these mad Frankenstein scientists that want to change humanity and create these weapons. God bless you. I'll see you all soon.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.